Hello and welcome to another edition of Livewire. I'm Matthew Peaty and we have today our regular guest John Rushton. John is the life alchemist, helps people in transition and is also a social commentator. John has globally travelled and has seen the world firsthand and is no stranger to different cultures, ethnicities, religions, traits, ways of life and why some countries do well whilst others seemingly always fail. John has written a number of books on emotions and how we deal with them. Today's topic is self-esteem. Hello to John and welcome to Livewire.
Hello Matthew, how are you?
Very good, thank you. How are you, John?
I'm very well, thank you.
Fantastic. So John, what would your take be on self-esteem?
Self-esteem is the confidence about whom you are as a person. It's how you think you are, or how you know you are more pertinently, and how you react in life and to everyday situations. Some people are quite gregarious, some people are quite timid, but it doesn't mean that your self-esteem is actually unaltered by any of those. You can be quite gregarious and be not very self-confident, and you can be quite timid but quite confident in what you want to do and need to do. So it's all about yourself, and it's all about understanding yourself and not being something to somebody else, trying to please other people all the time, which is what a lot of people do, and then they lose their own self-esteem because they can't find any resolution within themselves to carrying something out in life.
And what do you think self-esteem is all about?
Self-esteem, it's one of those things which you can actually build up upon in life. It doesn't necessarily you've got to be a worldly wise person. That just makes you more knowledgeable about life and other people. It's about who you are. You can live in the middle of nowhere and little croft somewhere in the middle of the Highlands and still be full of your own self-esteem. That is, you know who you are, you know about yourself, you can deal with people when you want to know something or phone something. Somebody up about something or write to somebody, you know what you're going to say. You don't waffle, you get on with it. And if other people judge you or say, well, I don't think you should do this and that, well, that's fine. They're entitled to their opinion as you are entitled to yours. Just because somebody disagrees with you, it doesn't mean they are correct. Some people always disagree with people all the time, and because that's what they are. They're whingers, moaners, and they do nothing themselves. It's a case of empty vessels make most noise. So self-esteem is something about ourselves. It's how we actually hold ourselves in public, how we think about ourselves, and the knowledge we've attained about looking about ourselves towards the world and how the world sees us as at large. It's also something to do with how we commune with life. Again, we don't have to be a chatterbox and talk to everybody. Some people are naturally have a natural ability to do that. Other people don't. Some people are quiet and reserved. That's fine. There are no right and no wrong answers in any of these things. But basically what it is, it's us being able to hold ourselves and actually say, yes, this is me, warts and all. So you either accept me for whom I am or you don't. If you don't, that's absolutely fine. But if you don't accept me, then at least you can respect that I am the person I am, as I actually respect you about the person you are. And if we do that, we actually have a far better stance in life as well. We actually feel better about ourselves, and we don't get angry or upset if people actually say things which cross our pathways, or we don't agree with, or they shouldn't do this, or why on earth did they do that. We can actually go forward with a greater understanding. So that's about really all to do with self-esteem.
And for you, John, where would you say that self-esteem comes from?
My self-esteem, I think a lot of it actually is born about in your home life. It's not the be and end all of life. If you come from a positive family and something happens to you in life, you know, your parents say, oh, just get up and get on with it. Just brush yourself down. You know, you're okay. Whereas other people who come from, say, what a negative background, and just, oh, be careful about this, don't do that, oh, it's not very good outside, oh, the world's in a terrible shape, oh, the banking situation. They're always looking on gloom and doom and things like that. And it doesn't mean that, you know, when you get to your teens, you can't get out of that mold, because you actually see life for yourself and that you see the bigger picture. And when you see the bigger picture, you think, yes, well, my parents are always whinging and moaning. Not that they're bad people at all. It's just that probably they've had this similar kind of a background from their parents and so on and so forth. And therefore, they've picked it up and they're just repeating it, you know, in a repetitive fashion. But when you get to your teens and you do see life, particularly if you get to sort of higher education and you actually see the bigger picture, you can actually form your own opinions of what life is all about pertaining to you. It doesn't mean we have to be like anybody else, because other people, we're all different. Some people want to forge ahead and be business moguls. Some people want to be research scientists and just work on a certain thing. It's all excellent stuff. It doesn't matter what we need to do, but we do see the bigger picture. But one thing we do realize is if we are positively minded, we see more opportunities in life. If we are negatively minded, we tend to miss a lot because we dwell on the problems and not the solutions. And people in America have things called pity parties where everybody starts pitying everybody else and whatever. But if we do actually have a negative ideology of life, then all the opportunities fly by, and we often look at other people and say, oh, it's all right for them. They've got this. They've got that. Look at them. They've got this. It's all right. Aren't they lucky? But what we're doing is negating all the opportunities which are out there. We're actually losing the ability to see the little glints of light in the darkness. Wow, that's the exit over there. That's where the shaft of light is. That's where I must go. Or we lose all that because we're just wallowing in self-pity. And it may not be a totally selfish thing that we're doing this. We may be something that we've observed, but we can turn that around by saying, okay, well, this has happened, but that was then, not now. And I'm living for tomorrow. I can't live for yesterday, because yesterday is now a history. So we actually have to go forward, and it's living toward what is tomorrow. It's beyond the horizon. It's like aircraft taking off from the airport. You know, they cannot see the destination. They cannot even see the horizon. They're going through clouds and goodness knows what. Yet 12 hours later, they arrive safely at the other side of the world. Our life is not much different from that. We can only see as far as the eye can see. We can't see any further than that. But we do know that beyond that, there is an existence, and we can actually get to that existence. So our self-esteem gives us that ability to understand and comprehend what is around us and understand other people, that we meet all kinds of different people with different ideologies and facets and religious traits and cultures and all these kind of things. And whereas they may be all right in themselves, a lot of religions, a lot of cultures can actually hold you back, because they're actually born into you, or they've been bred into you from your sort of peers and everybody else around you. And yet they're of a past age. They're not of today or tomorrow. And we are living for today, not what was happening years ago. Technology and life moves forward, and our self-esteem comes from whom we are in today, not yesterday. We are not part of somebody else's ideology. We are not part of some government's thought process. We are not part of somebody else's religious ideas. We are not part of somebody else's cultural thinking. We are ourselves, and our self-esteem should be, no, this is me, and I am doing this for me. And if we can't look after ourselves, we can't look after anybody else.
And if we feel that our self-esteem is low, how can we build it up and make ourselves have a more positive outlook on life?
We can start actually just by, you know, what I've been saying, and that is change our ideology to something more positive. Don't dwell on the negativity of life. Some people get into one of these habits of actually watching the news 24/7 as if it's a soap opera, wanting, you know, the news is always negative, because very little in the news is positive. It's all manufactured to actually produce maximum impact. And it's like if you go into a store to buy a magazine, there are about 2,000 women's magazines and 3 men's magazines. And all the women's magazines are about who slept with who, who's broken up, what you're wearing, what you're doing. And eventually, and it's fine, you can read what you like, and I'm not being judgmental of this, it's, you know, it's your life, you do what you want. But if you read all this time and time and time and time again, it's a case of whose life are you living? Are you living yours, or are you living that of somebody else's, and what he did and what she said and what they did and what they're wearing and what they are going to do and where they've been? I mean, don't you have a life of your own? And for many people, it may just be an interest, a bit of light reading, which is fine. But some people are absolutely hell-bent on reading about other people's lives and what you do, where you go, how you do it, and the news. And, you know, there was a plane crash in some part of the world, and on one report there were 12 killed, then there were 27 killed, then there were 36 killed, then 97 killed. And it just goes on and on. And it's like wanting an update of death. I mean, where does all this come from? Don't you have anything better to do? It's a history thing now. It's happened, and updates aren't going to change any of the situational evidence of what's going to go or what people are going to do. It's not very pleasant. But, you know, we also get, you know, British holidaymaker killed abroad. Every day in the UK, there are people killed on the roads, and you never hear about it. So it's only what the press pull out to try and make some impact, to make some news. And again, it's negative. So we've got to be sure that we actually don't start following all that, because if we do, it's going to drag us down. And some people are more easily dragged down than others. Some people have a higher self-esteem, they have a higher self-value, a higher self-worth, and they can actually go forward and they can understand, again, the bigger picture. Yes, this wasn't very good. It's not very nice. But hey, life goes on. Life is for the living, not for the dead. And we, you know, it's all like saying paying respects for the dead. But most people are hypocrites because they go to funerals to people they haven't seen for 30 or 40 years. So, I mean, where did all this come from as well? So we've actually got to look about whom we are as a person. So our actually being more positive in our self-esteem, if it's low, we've just got to attract more positive people around us. Negative people attract negative people. Positive people only attract positive people. They can't stand negative people because they have nothing to offer. They have nothing to contribute. It's all negative. It's all the minuses. It's all, you know, woe is me, this happened, that happened. Who wants that? It's dull, it's boring. We want to be uplifted, excited. We want to be energized. We want to share the camaraderie. We want to laugh with one another. We want to commune with life. And life is, the human life is based on love. And we like to be loved, and we like to love others. And it doesn't matter if we don't have a partner, it could be our best mate or somebody, a girlfriend or whatever. It doesn't matter. We need to have that camaraderie with somebody. And negative people tend to not have this, or not to have a full degree of this, because there's always something about them in the picture which is not going well. So our self-esteem, to increase it, we must have positivity around us.
And finally, to those listening who want to have better self-esteem, what would you say to them?
Get out and about. If you can't get out and about, phone people, talk to people, only say good things. And if the person you're talking to comes out with negative things, say, yes, that was awful, wasn't it? But introduce something new. Don't wallow, don't carry the conversation on. Whatever you do, make sure whatever you do has a degree of fun or enjoyment in it. And it doesn't matter, we've all got to do certain things in life which we don't particularly want to do, you know, daily chores and whatever, even just taking the rubbish out. It doesn't matter. Make sure that we do the best we can and enjoy life the best we can. Don't go around making exclamations and, oh, it's Tuesday, I've got to take the rubbish out. Oh, look at this, what's happened. And all these exclamations, so many people make exclamations, and they're actually enhancing the negativity. They're giving it a degree of gravitas. They're giving it arms and legs, where once upon a time it was just an incident which had happened or something you have to do. Now they're making it into an issue. Once you make something into an issue, it actually has a life of its own, and it takes on a life, and it becomes part of your thought process. Never allow negativity to become part of your thought process, because if you do, you will lose the plot, and you will actually become a part of that negative thought process yourself. And once that happens, then it's the beginning of the end. And then if you don't have good people around you, you'll say, well, you'll never see anything good. It's, oh, well, they're having this, and she's just had that, and he's just had this, and he said, and I mean, you don't have that with friends. You have friends there because they mean something to you. You have relatives there who you choose to talk to because they're positive and fun-loving, not just because they're relatives. If they're not, then you don't have to talk to them, or at least not as much. You only have to make something in life which is good. You haven't got to entertain negativity, because it doesn't lead anywhere. And negative people become more ill than positive people. It's a fact that if you're positive, your immune system actually is raised 10 to 15%. If you are negative and your self-esteem is low, you get all these psychosomatic problems, like people sort of coughing and scratching and having tummy problems and squinting and all these kind of things. And you get even sometimes flu symptoms, which never materialize into anything because your self-esteem is low and you're just picking up on things and it's a psychosomatic problem. Don't let this happen. Be positive, respect yourself, and life will be far better for doing so.
Fantastic. Thank you, John, and we look forward to talking to you again very soon on another edition of Livewire.
Thank you, Matthew.
Thank you. This is Matthew Peattie for Livewire.